Business Weekly. Talk business. Do business. Business Weekly. Bring you the latest business, economic and financial news from around the country and tell you how they affect you. Business Weekly. Features inspiring Sassanese entrepreneurs. Every Monday morning from 9:15 to 10 a.m. Business Weekly. Talk business. Do business. Only on Radio Miraya.
This is Business Weekly.
Good morning and welcome to the Business Weekly, a program that brings you the latest on business and entrepreneurship, creating a chat zone to discuss business opportunities and challenges to collectively explore all the opportunities. My name is Helen Toby. Well, today we are going to discuss about behavioral change entrepreneurship. So we will get an in-depth on what it is. What are some of the unique behaviors that entrepreneurs can adopt to be successful, and what are some of the things that can lead to failure in business? Well, to get to know more about this, we are joined by Abid Queer. Abid, who participated in a behavioral change entrepreneurship training in Juba done by the Business and Entrepreneurship Anchor Technology, BTEC, with support from UNFPA. You can also join us in the conversation by sharing your views or comments later on by dialing 0929686297 or sending us an SMS on 0912177141. But first, let us look at some of the business stories of the week. The National Cabinet has directed the Minister of Finance and Planning to make a supplementary budget according to the new salary structure. The decision was reached during the regular Council of Ministers plenary meeting chaired by President Salva Kiir on Friday. The six-man committee report was presented by the Minister of Finance, Yair Tong, after a thorough study and recommendation. The Cabinet also approved the policy framework and strategic work plan presented by the Ministry of Labour. The Presidential Advisor for Security Affairs has confirmed the government's commitment to clear payment for business people and companies who are contracted to supply food and medicine to forces in the training centres across the country. Tudgat Lwak acknowledged the delay in payment and asked patience as the government is looking for solutions. The business people have been appealing to the government to address their unpaid dues. The contractors say since 2019 they have not received payment for food, non-food items and other services they render to support the cantonment sites. The Central Equatoria State Chamber of Commerce hopes that the relief of trade restrictions by Kenya will reduce prices in the market. Chairperson of the State Chamber of Commerce, Robert Pitia Francis, says goods distant to South Sudan were only restricted to railway transport, which was expensive. He says once the arrangements reached by the President of Kenya, William Ruto, and President Salva Kiir to remove trade restrictions come into effect, we reduce the prices in the market. Meanwhile, he appeals to the government to somehow control prices in the market in order to limit traders from taking advantage of the situation. The Chamber of Commerce in Central Equatoria is also appealing to the authorities of the Juba City Council to purchase a plastic waste recycling machine to address the issue of waste management in the city. It says the volume of waste being produced in Juba is too much for the Go Green East Africa company to handle. The Chamber says traders in the market are resorting to hiring individuals to remove garbage from the market despite paying fees for garbage collection to the government. Peter says once a recycling machine is in place, some of the waste will be produced into useful raw material. The business community in Lare Unity State is reporting slight reduction in prices of goods in the market in recent months. Chairperson of the trade union in Unity in Lare County, Kon Chuol Teng attributes the price decrease to resumption of ADOC port that receives goods from Juba. He says the government and partners have fixed the road between ADOC and Leer, but there are still some roadblocks on the Nile. The chairperson of the Chamber of Commerce in Western Bergazali is appealing to traders not to exaggerate prices of commodities in the state. Walt Charles made these remarks after the state witnessed sharp increase in the prices of essential commodities as people set preparations for the Christmas festivals. Walt said other factors contributing to the increase of prices in the market include bad road conditions between South Sudan and Sudan and the increase of the dollar exchange rate. And those were some of the stories in business this week. Well, you are listening to the Business Weekly on Radio Miraya, and this is a program that brings you the latest in business and entrepreneurship. And I told you today we are going to discuss about behavioral change entrepreneurship, and we are joined by Abit Queer, who was one of the participants of a training organized by the Business and Entrepreneurship Anchor Technology, BTEC, with support from UNFPA last week. Thank you for joining us this morning, Abit.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay. Can you introduce yourself and tell us more?
Thank you so much. Abit is my name. I am an aspiring entrepreneur, a BCom, and a professional accountant.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You are part of a training on behavioral change entrepreneurship conducted by BTEC and supported by the UNFPA, which is also set to continue this week. Can you give us a brief detail on this?
The training was so magnificent, and it is very inspirational to both of us who attended and our fellow youth and entrepreneurs who are outside there. We covered entirely on empowering growth through entrepreneurship. Yeah, that is achieving a sustainable youth through entrepreneurship and training. You know, in the business, several entrepreneurs, not all the entrepreneurs, who have ventured into business have succeeded.
Right.
There are few of them who thrive.
Mm-hmm. And there are some who have failed.
Majority who have failed. Mm-hmm. So the training entirely covered why there are failures in such cases and why some of them make it through.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we look at the behavioral change, what can be done mm-hmm. by entrepreneurs in order to make them succeed.
So
the entrepreneurship is start with yourself,
mm-hmm.
understanding yourself.
Right.
If I may put it in simple term, entrepreneurship or the success is a teamwork. You first team up with yourself. Know what you don't know. Know what you know. Know who know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And know how best you can engage that person who know what you don't know.
Okay.
Then from there you'll succeed.
Okay.
You know how you perceive your environment, because entrepreneurship is all about problem solving.
Right.
It's all about problem solving. If there is a problem in society, you identify and you solve it. And if you don't perceive it positively,
right,
then you will not make it.
Okay. So from the training that you attended, what are some of the behaviors that need to be adapted by business people or entrepreneurs for them to be successful?
I'm going to cluster them into three.
Okay.
Of which they are 10 majorly,
mm-hmm.
but I'll cluster them into three. Entrepreneurs are motivated either achievement,
mm-hmm.
by affiliation, and power. And these three, they depend entirely on 10 competencies that you should possess as an entrepreneur, ranging from opportunity seeking, persistent.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to do things now and not repeatedly tomorrow. That's what I mean by that. You have to commit to all you're doing. Most of the entrepreneurs, I'll elaborate a little bit on this. Most entrepreneurs, they have ideas.
Right.
They have some problems that they've identified in the society, but they are not committed to do that.
So how can you deal with the issue of commitment? Because commitment is one of the biggest things that you need when you are an entrepreneur.
Well, commitment, you need to put your entire energy, thoughts, into the problem you're solving.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that? Take an instance for example, you know, entrepreneurs, they are the most craziest people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They think as if you'll think as if these people are crazy. Look at Elon Musk, the risk that he's taking. Now, that is entirely worldwide. If you narrow it down to South Sudan, our economy is so fragile.
Mm-hmm. So that is one of the major risks.
It is a major risk.
Mm-hmm.
But entrepreneurs are seeing it in another way around. This economy, this fragile economy, is an opportunity for them. So they commit their resources. They commit entirely what they have for that particular time. So commitment is one of the key things that you will thrive as an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
So entrepreneurs, they always look like, oh, okay, if an entrepreneur comes in here, you will think there is a way you can design this studio better than this. And from there, they are getting it an opportunity.
Okay.
It's an opportunity for them.
So there is the opportunity which is there, and there is the need for commitment.
Yes.
And you have to understand that entrepreneurship is all about risks.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, apart from that, what are some of the other issues that can maybe contribute to the success of entrepreneurship?
Well, apart from all that I stressed,
mm-hmm.
entrepreneurship does not automatically come. Even if you design it yourself, plan it, set your goal,
mm-hmm.
there are some intervening factors.
Right.
Which I am going to dwell much in them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll take you back to the current situation in our country. You know, youths now, they have indulged much in politics.
Right.
It is not because they like politics, but that is the only available thing to discuss, to dwell in. There are no other opportunities that they have seen, because the arms are being tightened. So what can be done for us to achieve this, to engage youth in entrepreneurship other than the politics?
Yeah, right.
One of the things is financial literacy.
Okay.
And I am happy BTEC is taking heat here, and it is being supported by UNFPA. The training we attended was one of the best, and the success was through UNFPA. For us to thrive in this business, this thing called entrepreneurship, we don't only need capital material.
Mm-hmm.
We don't only need money. We need skills.
Mm-hmm. On how to manage the money you have.
Because ideally, entrepreneurship does not start with capital. In fact, money is the last part of it. You first need to have an idea. That is the ideation. Then later on, you look for when and how to fund this idea.
Mm-hmm.
Which means money is the last part of entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
of business.
Mm-hmm.
So BTEC is doing this.
Okay.
And it is one of the things that I would stress as a major thing that will support the entrepreneurship in our country. As I said before, that there are intervening factors. Regulation, let's take an example of tax. In fact, we are our own problem to the economy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean the government. If I talk of that, that is entirely, government is not doing anything to support small-scale businesses. Helen, if you decide today to open up a business, a small-scale business, you understand,
mm-hmm.
tax authority will come in and mm-hmm. charge you
multiple taxes. Yeah, and that we have seen business people complaining about that.
You even feel you leave this business,
mm-hmm.
because it is not giving you anything. You're not achieving your goal, and it is killing the same business.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, you will think of quitting. You know, in countries like Rwanda, there is what is called tax holiday. This one is given purposely to give businesses, small businesses, time to stabilize, because it's our role and it is an obligation to pay taxes to the government.
And do you think our government should learn from other countries and maybe take from the experiences and try to deal with businesses the way other countries are doing?
Exactly. In Kenya, for example, they benchmark. They benchmark from other countries. They will look at the sector, why it is performing. Like, take, for example, if it is banking industry, why is it performing in South Africa more than in Kenya? They will benchmark from there. So I'll recommend that our government should consider giving, you know, businesses are not the same. Businesses are not the same. Like, if it is a small scale business or medium scale business, it should not be taxed the same way
bigger businesses
are being taxed.
Mm-hmm.
So here, I'd recommend that why can't our government revise the policy, mm-hmm. the tax policy? On the same note, you know, economic analysis, they are strategies that are used to analyze the economy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy there is what is called bottom-up. The one you had when William Ruto was campaigning.
Mm-hmm.
It is an economic mm-hmm. strategy. If you want to invest in banking industry, in financial industry, you don't just come invest in banks, no. You either start to look at how the non-banking financial institutions like money transfers, forex, are performing for you to invest there. So here, government should consider small-scale businesses as drivers of our economy. And how can they achieve this? Give them free mind so that they operate and see how they will contribute to this economy.
Mm-hmm. So revision of the tax policy to ensure that small businesses can run, not being killed by these taxes, multiple taxes run by government authorities. You mentioned earlier that there is an issue of financial literacy, which is key to entrepreneurship. We have this issue of people graduating from school and then they end up staying in the streets, no employment. What can be done to ensure that young people, like, they can be self-employed after graduation? You don't have to necessarily wait for someone to employ you. Is it due to lack of this financial literacy in our education institutions?
Of course, we are lacking financial literacy. We don't know how to manage our $1 in order to produce another $1. What we know is how do we spend that and later wake up with nothing in our pockets. That is not entrepreneurship. Our students who are graduating from here and maybe outside, most of us have that mentality of being job seekers, mm-hmm. instead of job creators.
Right.
So if we take seriously this financial literacy,
mm-hmm.
we know how to invest our $1 to get another $1, then we'll not be job seekers. Like, okay, I put it before that investors, entrepreneurs, they think as if they are crazy. I know one who one time thought of owning a plane with $2,000. And let me tell you, believe you me, the guy strategized it. He pitched his idea. It is the economic situation that later held him down. And he got his funding.
Okay, so it is all about how you
strategize. It is all about how you strategize, then money later.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have an idea, pitch it, then break it through.
Okay, so there is need for our education institutions to instill all these skills into their students before they graduate.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Let us not graduate job seekers and instead job creators. Our economy has a lot of opportunities. Like, for example, the financial sector, the banking and insurance, they're being taken over by Kenyans. And that is a fact. Hospitality, Ethiopian. Food and the foodstuffs, Uganda. Even for us to cook in our own houses, we need Abaji to go to the Nile, bring that water for us to cook. This is what is happening. If we drop this mentality that our economy is being dominated by foreigners, and instead we venture to compete with them, we'll have a breakthrough in that. Believe you me.
Okay. Well, you're listening to the Business Weekly on Radio Miraya, and we're talking about behavioral change, entrepreneurship, and I'm joined by Abit, who was one of the participants in a behavioral change entrepreneurship training done by BTEC with support from the United Nations, from UNFPA, and we'll be discussing more about how businesses become successful and how businesses fail. Now, Abit, what are some of the behaviors that can cause business failures?
All right, thank you. The behaviors that can cause business failure, I'll still stress on what I said before, your internal belief.
Mm-hmm.
If you set your mind that the one I'm doing now will not move to the next space, that one will surely happen. It will not move.
Okay. So one of them is...
is the attitude, the way we view our things. And as an entrepreneur, you don't need to be a pessimist. You have to be so optimistic of what you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it. Make it through.
Okay.
Another thing, we have to have information.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll put it, information seeking is a key.
Mm-hmm.
World superpowers are controlling the world because of information. They know what you don't know. And that's why I had to put it before. As an entrepreneur, you need to know what you don't know,
mm-hmm.
and what you know.
Right.
And for you to succeed. If I discover what I don't know, and Helen knows better, I'll strategize on how I can engage you.
Right.
So that you do it mm-hmm. for me. So information seeking is the key.
Okay.
It's the key. And always have in mind to be strategic.
Okay, so there is need for you to strategize.
To strategize.
How your business is going to...
Exactly.
...work.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. There is need for people to change their attitudes. You need to seek for information and you need to strategize for you to be successful in your entrepreneurship. If not, you just know that your business is a total failure.
It's a total failure.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, you're listening to the... Business Weekly on Radio Miraya, and today we are talking about behavioral change entrepreneurship, and I'm joined by Abit, who was one of the people who underwent a training by BTEC with support from UNFPA on behavioral change entrepreneurship in Juba, and the training is continuing this week. You can join us by calling us on 09 2968 6294, or send us a text message on 0912177141 after the break.
101 FM Radio Miraya, powered by the people, uniting the nation, your preferred station, the voice of peace.
This is Business Weekly.
Well, you're listening to the Business Weekly, and we are talking about behavioral change entrepreneurship, and I am joined by Abit Queer Abit, who participated in a behavioral change entrepreneurship training in Juba done by the Business and Entrepreneurship Anchor Technology BTEC with support from UNFPA. You can join us on the conversation by calling us on 0929686297, or sending us a text message on 0912177141. Let's pick our first caller of the day. Hello, Radio Mirror.
Hello, Alejo.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My My name is Santino from Bentiu, Adisika.
Okay, Santino from Bentiu. You're welcome.
Okay. I'm very happy to get the webinar that has about the topic that has brought in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I say thanks to the one who has been gone to the training center.
Mm-hmm.
My question concern for those who attend the training,
mm-hmm.
and I say, let me know from you if it is possible, because now there is a no information going on here at Bentiu school about the training.
That was our caller. I guess he's trying to ask how people from Bentiu can benefit from such trainings like the one you are attending.
All right. This was a program by UNFPA
in collaboration with
BTEC, and it was posted on social media and their website.
Mm-hmm.
I think in May.
Okay.
So entirely the program was to be facilitated by University of Arizona, mm-hmm. and Thunderbird,
okay.
School of Global Management.
Okay.
But due to some challenges, they had to bring it back to the country, and BTEC had to take over.
Okay. So how did you?
The information, mm-hmm. I would recommend that you always go through the Facebook handle, mm-hmm. and website for UNFPA. Okay. Their program like this, they are always posting anything that is for empowerment.
Okay.
Yeah, I would recommend that. And the website.
Okay, so you can follow organizations that are offering training so that you can apply to be part of
exactly,
the training.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, and this training that you people underwent, was it only for the people who participated, were they only from Juba, or you had people from all over the country?
Yeah, we had people from all over the country because, you know, it was posted, mm-hmm. advertised, people applied online, and they were interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
So those who made it on merit, they were called to participate.
Mm-hmm.
So it was entirely all over the country of South Sudan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Santino from Bentiu, I hope you got that. You can find several platforms where you can get this and apply for them. Let's pick another caller. Hello, Radio Miraya. We seem to have lost that caller. You can still call on 0929-686297 or send us an SMS on 0912-177141, and you can ask us any question on behavioral change in entrepreneurship. That is how you can make it in entrepreneurship, or behaviors that can make your businesses fail. Now coming back to you, Abir, you are attending this training, and you are also a student, as you mentioned. How are you running any business at the moment?
Thank you. I am running a business, a service business.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I'm a professional accountant.
Okay.
So I'm an audit firm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm managing it. I graduated in 2020.
Okay.
With my bachelor degree.
Mm-hmm.
And currently I'm undertaking Masters of Accounting and Finance.
Okay.
University of Juba.
Okay, so you are already...
Me being a student,
mm-hmm.
cannot hold me to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the environment.
No, so that is also showing that you don't have to just be a student. You can still be a student,
yes.
and do other things at the same time.
Exactly.
Okay, let's pick another caller. Hello, Radio Miraya.
Hello.
Yes, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, it's Antino. I'll repeat the call.
Okay.
Yeah. My question is saying that is there operating that business training in Brian the South Sudan or not? My question goes to the guy who lives in the city, you know.
Okay. Thank you very much. That was Santino. He still really needs to know more about these trainings.
I think he's trying to ask if there is an opportunity to incorporate them now. the one that is undergoing. No, interviews have been done, and it closed long time ago.
Okay.
So maybe the next program later, if because we have recommended and we requested UNFPA to extend it. The participant base was 60. First cohort was 30, and the next cohort is 30 again.
Okay.
So in our most of our recommendations, we requested that it should be extended, including increasing the participant base, and maybe number of times of which it should happen in the year. So here, people in Bentiu or across the country will be able to assess it.
Okay.
But for now, it has closed.
Okay.
This training, this cohort, the participants have been selected already.
Okay, Santino, I hope it is now clear to you. You can still call us on 0929686297 or send us an SMS on 0912177141. Let's speak another caller. Hello, Radio Mirror.
Hello.
Yes, can you go far from your radio because we can hear an echo?
Hello.
Yes, yes. What's your name and where are you calling from?
So my name is Victor Wise. I am from...
Okay, what's your question or your comment?
So my question is, what are the benefits of TV training?
Okay. Okay, then.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. This caller is asking, what are the benefits of such trainings that you are going through?
Yeah, thank you. The benefit is to attain... sustainable youth, that is through entrepreneurship and innovation. So once you acquire skills, you will be able, and any information, because you know very many people believe that with money you can start business,
right?
But here this training has equipped us that with idea you can start business, then later money. So here the importance of this training, it has changed the mindset for especially the participants. It has changed that mindset. Those who had the ideology that business start with money, they now know it start with idea. At the end, we will achieve a sustainable youth.
Well, I hope your question has been answered. Let's pick another caller. This is probably the last call of the day. Hello, Radio Mirror.
Hello.
Yes, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Marco. I'm calling from Maban. Marco Majok, I'm calling from Maban.
Okay, Marco from Maban. Thank you very much for joining us. What's your question or your comment? I think the network is not good where Marco is. Marco Majok is calling from Maban. You can still call us on 0929686297 or send us an SMS on 0917714141, and we're talking about behavioral change entrepreneurship, what you can do to improve your businesses or what behaviors that can lead to the failure of your businesses. Let's pick another caller. Hello, Radio Mirror.
Hello, Radio Mirror.
Yes, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, you're talking to Mr. Bokuno from Yambio.
Okay, Bokuno from Yambio. Thank you for joining us. What's your question or your comment?
Yeah, my question is that...
We seem to have lost that caller. There seemed to be a problem with the line. You can still try once again on 0929686297 or send us an SMS on 0912177141. And we are talking about behavioral change, entrepreneurship, what you can do to improve your business or... what can make your business a failure? We're picking the last call of the day. Hello, Radio Mara. Hello. Okay, we seem to be having a problem with the line, and we are heading to the top of the hour where we'll be having the news in Arabic. Now, Abir.
Yes.
From the training that you have undergone, you also mentioned that you are already engaging in entrepreneurship at the moment. What have you learned anything new, and how are you going to use that knowledge to improve your business?
Thank you. You know, improving business, you need to be always open to challenges. Take them personal and undertake a calculated risk in order to improve that, to solve that maybe an issue that arises within the business or anything else you have seen and you need to incorporate.
Okay.
So you always be open to those challenges and take a calculated risk. You know, entrepreneurs are always innovators.
Mm-hmm.
It means they are always looking to do things better, improve the quality within the time frame and at cost, at a very nice cost. The cost that, you know, entrepreneurs don't think investing more will improve the quality.
Okay.
They think investing this small money and improving the quality is the best. That is efficiency. So here I'll use the skills, you know, to improve my business in those angles.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Abid Queer Abert, for joining us today. What's your last message in just 30 seconds?
My last message is, as an entrepreneur, work smarter, not harder. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for joining us today. That was Abid Queer Abit, who was one of the participants in a behavioral change entrepreneurship training done by the Business and Entrepreneurship Anchor Technology BTECH with support from UNFPA. And we've been talking about some of the unique behaviors that entrepreneurs can adapt to be successful and some of the behaviors that can lead to business failure. Well, join me next week on the same program at the same time. My name is Helen Tobi.